On August 7th, 2024, units were dispatched for the garage fire. First arriving units found fire throughout the garage and initiated fire attack via the deck gun from the first engine. The first aerial called out heavy fire in the attic. Now, we arrived as a second due truck and we positioned on the Alpha Bravo corner, and we were tasked with opening up on the second floor of the wood frame residential home. Making the second floor, we found no real heat and just some minor smoke conditions. The garage and metal siding on the exterior of the home kept much of the fire to its origination point. Now, from Alpha to Charlie in quadrants 3 and 4, our truck company opened up the ceiling in the master bedroom, bathroom, and closet, checking for extension and extinguishing fire in the attic space, as well as hitting hot spots in the garage just from the second floor wall that we took out from the top down. Later, grabbed a Fresno ladder and placed it in the master bedroom to gain better access to the attic space, and our truck company kept extinguishing the remaining fire up against the mortar by the chimney and just extension throughout that exterior wall. Now, I would consider this a pretty bread and butter fire. There was no major emotion or adrenaline aside from just running a routine working fire. There was known fire location and extent, and it was just a typical workflow for a residential home and garage fire. So me personally, I used about 2,500 PSI of air from my 4,500 PSI cylinder. I peaked at a heart rate of 160 beats per minute, and I topped out at 12.3 mets of work. My forcible entry firefighter has about 2 years on the job. We'll say he's just beginning his physical fitness journey, and he used most of the air in his cylinder, breathing until a bit after his low air alarm went off, and then he had to recycle out of the structure. His heart rate peaked at 177, and his Apple Watch maxed out at 20 mets of work while on the fire ground. Now, what I take from this fire is that data from a single fire is largely subjective, dependent on fire conditions, experience and expertise of the crews, the roles and responsibilities on the fire ground, and just your overall physical wellness. So for me, it was a pretty routine fire that really didn't elicit much of a hormonal dump, aside from just being excited that I'm actually on a working fire. The job tasks were pretty routine. I felt super comfortable performing them. And by the end of the incident, we had accomplished a lot of work and my cylinder still had air in it. For my forcible entry firefighter, he has just a couple years on in the profession. Let's say his experience bank is not as deep. The adrenaline and excitement, while I would say he was completely in check and normal, was probably a little bit higher. And that's going to make his normal resting state a little bit higher before performing any physical work. And it's going to maintain a higher level throughout the incident. And once on scene, his air usage was a little bit greater, causing a shorter work duration period overall. And his overall heart rate was higher by the end of the incident compared to myself and some other senior members. So side by side, we performed the exact same job functions on the second floor of the home, but we recorded different metrics. Now, I want to be very clear that this is not an admonishment of anything or anyone. This is real world data highlighting the need for and the differences in physical prowess, your experience and expertise, your tactical acumen, and then the adrenaline dump durability of you being able to manage that hormonal dump. So performing the same task on the fire ground, we have two completely different humans that recorded different metrics. And I believe it reasonable to interpret the data as differences in physical fitness attributes and how excited we may be on the fire ground and how it correlates cleanly to us as individuals to where we are in our career and lives, comparing a 20-year firefighter and a 2-year firefighter. Now, the goal here is to just create awareness and understanding about the importance of physical fitness, the experience, the tactical acumen in our profession. And these are human performance variables that we can control and build over the tenure of our professions. And our initial start point should be as high as possible. So again, just reviewing some of the data, bread and butter fire. Output was 12.3 mets and heart rate peaked at 160. Still had 2,500 PSI air in the cylinder. A firefighter maxed out at 20 mets. You could argue, say he probably went a little bit higher. His heart rate was at 177 and he was essentially depleting his bottle. Again, bread and butter fire, pretty routine, but just showing and highlighting different metrics for where we might be. Totally normal. But these are things that we can control and over time build some prowess and efficiencies in. And so just highlighting differences for what people may see and experience metabolically on a pretty routine fire.